Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast starts right now. Eddie Greer III here for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. I'm recording this positional breakdown continuing on this roster on Friday, late evening, early evening on Friday, July 25th, 2025. First time on this podcast. Again, thank you for tuning in to this episode here, folks. Football, basketball, cross country, golf, volleyball, soccer, track and field, rowing. We got it all covered here on this podcast there as well. So be on the lookout for this. Recording this on Friday. Won't be out till tomorrow night. Already got something out. Ready to go for tonight's episode, with a volleyball episode, and then football episodes on prime time throughout the weekend. That's tomorrow and Sunday, obviously, and then we'll pick it back up again on Monday, per usual, this everyday podcast. If you're not a subscriber, you're not an everydayer of your K-State Wildcats, might want to get into that. Might want to do that, because things are going to be picking up one by one by one, folks. So, again, couldn't be more excited. Obviously, less than a month out now, officially, before K-State and Iowa State hit the gridiron overseas in Dublin, Ireland. Cannot wait for that. August 23rd, 11 o'clock a.m. Central Time on ESPN. And Jace Brown continuing to kind of look at this roster a little bit. Once again, look, the wide receiver position. We'll talk tight ends on. We'll talk more tight ends next week, obviously, and then we'll get into the defense there for this K-State roster for Chris Klieman, head coach of this football team. But again, I said it. I'm gonna say it again. I trust Chase Brown, right? Chase Brown, big play, Jace, right? Last year, got his stats pulled up. Him in his tab last year, almost 50 catches last year. 47 catches, 823 yards, 5 TDs last year, averaging almost 17 and a half yards per catch there as well. So you have that going on in the year before, 27 catches for him, 437 yards and 3 touchdowns there for him as well here. Excuse me. This is actually looking back at his last 5 games, including the Rutgers win, where he had 5 catches for 60 yards. Obviously, went off against Iowa State. We all thought, you know, Brown, including myself, thought that Jace Brown was going to transfer because I heard. I didn't make that rumor, but got it from our friends over at 785 Sports on Twitter, saying, oh, he's going to hit the transfer portal. So I thought at the time he was going to hit it. And really, that was what was going around anyway. But it turns out Jace Brown stayed pat in Manhattan, Kansas. And look, I see what he can do. Everybody else, I have not. And, of course, Jace Brown. Speaking of Iowa State, the last time I played Iowa State, Jace Brown, 2 TDs, 3 catches, 2 of those went to the house. 106 yards, 2 touchdowns there for Jace against Iowa State there. And he's going to be looking to feast even more come the 23rd next month there as well. But the rest of his receiving core, it's a wait and see game with this rest of the receiving crew, like I've been saying. And Jerron Tibbs, the name has been ringing off, just like this phone, off of these scam calls. Jerron Tibbs' name has been ringing from left to right, and we talked to Jerron Tibbs on this show beforehand, and coming into K-State. His stats didn't really jump off the page. So again, I gotta see it. I want to see it come August 23rd, right? And then you have Jerron Bradley. Now, we talked about him a little bit. Another transfer on the show, senior Tibbs, a junior coming in here. Jerron Bertrand, Oh my goodness. Duran Bradley. Not Bertrand. My goodness. This is the Purple Project Podcast. All things KC Sports. We don't know about them guys, right? And also, Caleb Medford. We talked about him. Another senior transfer in front of the transfer portal. And then this guy, first mentioned on the Purple Project Podcast. That is Jamir Davis. One of those two pronunciations. He's also from the transfer portal. He is a junior. And this guy, this was a lot of hype. Again, from the Lockett tree, Sterling Lockett. We have seen him only catching punts. When he's going to be a factor on the field besides that. Right? I've heard all, including when I was in Manhattan, living in Manhattan, heard all the hype about, this Sterling Lockett, he's the best Lockett out of the Locketts to come through Manhattan. I ain't seen nothing. I ain't seen anything that proves that point. And he's been in that same spot. Every time I pull up that depth chart, Casey's depth chart, he's in that same damn spot. Six wide receiver hole. But when it comes to playing time, he ain't out there. But, however, he was out there late last year. Avery Johnson missed him on one of those throws. I think it was Iowa State game. Where there are plenty of missed opportunities from Avery. And offense as well. So, again, we're going to find and see if they get Sir Lockett more plays in his offense. Right? It's a wait-and-see game. It's like just like a wait-and-see with Bradley, Tibbs. Look, I know what Jason Brown can do for the last 2 years at K-State. At K-State, there is no reason why Jace Brown can continue to elevate his game at the wide receiver position there. And in my eyes, until Jameer Tibbs show me something, Jace Brown is wide receiver one for this K-State ball club. This is Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Gray here on this Friday evening edition. If you hear rain, sorry about that. I'm not going to edit that out. Here in the easy confines here, folks, as it rained yesterday. It's going to rain here tonight. Yes, well, so if you hear it, I apologize about it, but I can't do anything about it because I'm not editing that out. I don't have my super equipment to edit that out. But Jace Brown, wide receiver one, until proven notice that Jarron Tibbs can be a difference maker. And I talked about it on the show. Again, Jarron Tibbs episode, go check it out. If you're new to the fresh to this podcast, go check it out. Yeah, but reading these names, I mean, we made an episode on Medford, Duran Bradley. Haven't made an episode on Jamir Davis. I think that's how you're going to say that as well. So that's the first time I said his name on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. And we talked Sterling Lockett before. And even going in the third slot here with freshman Adonis Mosey, Larry Porter IV, and Jaquez Riley Demps, another freshman. So that is really diving in deep his wide receiver position. And look, wide receivers take, and I'm probably even talking about the running back position early this week. I probably say wide receivers, you're third best in this position. And maybe even going back overall, fourth in that. Because you got a D-line for K-State over the wide receiver position because we've hyped it up every freaking year, and we're left disappointed. So I'm not going to, y'all not going to fool me. Y'all not going to fool me until I see it on the field. And if y'all become difference makers and help this offense put up 20 points a game, yeah, I'm going to wait on that. So starting with this Iowa State game, right? So we'll find out. We're going to find a lot about, for sure, Tibbs, Bradley. We know about Brown, right? So, and I think that's going to take, looking at some of these key position breakdowns on both of these teams here. Iowa State had got a good secondary, but they got burnt twice by Brown last year. So, look, I think that will take, well, we're going to have to wait and see if Jarron Tibbs is the real deal. That can really, again, be cert. What is the right words here? That can really help out that side, Jace Brown on that other side of the offensive formation. So I'm anxious to see what's going to happen. We heard all this improvement off the field and whatnot. Bigger, faster, stronger. Everything's starting to slow down for Avery Johnson. That's big. That's huge. But again, you got to take that next step forward. And I want to see it. Speaking from a fan perspective, obviously, alumni, fan perspective, I want to see it on the field. It all starts August 23rd. So, yeah, Jace Brown, he's the lead, obviously the lead dog. Because Sterling Lockett's been on this team for the same amount of time as Jace Brown. Well, I ain't seen much other than fair catch and punts. So in my head, hey, am I wrong on that? Speak now. So we'll find out for sure, because certainly he gets passed over by these transfers. Medford and a guy that did not read his name until tonight, to be honest with y'all, Jim Wright Davis. So, yeah, man. We'll find out for sure. Oh, man. That did not feel good. We'll find out for sure how this is going to go. So, we'll see. We'll see what happens there. But, yeah, Jace Brown leads his wide receiver core right into 2025. Oh, boy. I said 23. Woo! Where I'm at. 2025. We'll see what happens. And it's all going to start. It's Iowa State. Can a Jerron Tibbs take the pressure off of Jace Brown, make plays down the field or in space? We're gonna learn a little bit about these gut transfer wide receivers here in the first quarter of the season. Iowa State, North Dakota State, Army. I got Army circled because I got interested in, well, I'm in Manhattan in and out, but yeah, I got that circle, that game circle, because that's the one game I want to go to. Army being ranked last year. And of course, you're on the road against Arizona State, right? So we'll see what happens with the team. But this is going to be the more fascinating group from the roster. Because every year, hyping up this wide receiver core, and they leave us disappointed. And I have said it all summer long on the show. Y'all have shown me some. We'll find out August 23rd. The Port Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast found free and available daily. Remember, chance to record K-State content. Your first time listening to this podcast again. Appreciate the support all summer long. And you've been following us since the very beginning of the inception of this Kansas State podcast. Appreciate your support. This everyday podcast, including holidays, Saturday and Sundays, Podbean app, Greer 3 Ace Podcast. It's going to have to wait until, again, I was thinking Monday, but the Braves are going to be in town. Yes, I know they suck, but every other year, Atlanta Braves, excuse me, every year the Atlanta Braves are in town, every other year the Atlanta Braves are in town, I usually go see them play against Kansas City Royals. So that is yet again the plan this year, and they're in town next week, so beginning of this upcoming week. So I got that going on. So it is slated to be Thursday. We will reunite with Alex Aiden over there on that show. Bonus content of your K-State Wildcats. We will still give Alex's takes on the roster as we get a days closer and closer to the 2025 football campaign over there. Greer 3A's podcast, GRIR number 3. EDDIE Apostles Podcast, and of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pearl Project Podcast. Alex Aiden, Eddie Greer. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports.